Welcome to this episode of Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement, hosted by Lynn. I have lived as an estranged parent. I will always love my adult son and my adult daughter. And I thank them for getting me to this transformative place in my life. So join me now for my own Once Upon a Time, my story of estrangement.
Lynn, I honestly think everybody on the planet should be interviewed by you.
This is Lynn from Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement. By way of career, I am a professor, author, and entrepreneur. By way of a lived experience, I identify as an estranged parent. Let me start by saying my lived experience as an estranged parent is, without a doubt, the single most difficult experience in my lifetime. My healing journey continues, and this podcast is one step in that journey. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement with Lynn. And I'm very excited to welcome a special guest. And the reason why I'm excited is because I know he has an amazing journey of estrangement to share with us, but also because I often do not hear the voice of the fathers, the men who are going through estrangement. So at this point, I'm going to ask Don if he would introduce himself to our audience. Hi, Don, and welcome.
Hi, Lynn. Thank you so much for having me on. Yes, I'm Don Stott. I am a 53-year-old father of three, and about four or five years ago now, became estranged from one of my children. And it was one of the most troublesome times in my life.
totally understand. And we just met. So let's tell the audience that we met via our podcast. So I saw that you were a podcast host. We connected. I listened to one of your podcasts. And so thank you so much for responding. I really appreciate that. So let's begin on maybe a lighter note. And that would be your podcast, Beyond the Pain. Can you kind of tell us like when that started and what kind of made you want to start to be your own podcast host?
Well, I started the podcast in the midst of the lockdown, actually, in May of 2020. So just a couple months into that craziness in the world. And I had been going through the estrangement for a couple of years at that point. It was 2016. And I am part of another Facebook group, which is related to estrangement, as actually an admin in the Facebook group. And the more I heard all of these stories and the relatively small group that we have, it's a little over 1,000 now, but some groups have many more than that. I just felt like that there was something more that I could do, a bigger reach, because as you know, talking to people and your podcast, there are so many people out there. It shocked me at first, saddened me, and I just realized there's so many people out there that are going through some form of estrangement. Everybody has a different take on it. You know, there's many different kinds of estrangement, but there were so many people, and I just wanted to be able to help someone. And it is grown. It is It is definitely a labor of love, because I know I thought I was the only one in the entirety of the world going through this, and come to find out it's some of it's generational, some of it's some cultural, some of it's there's so many different aspects of it. And I was just amazed. And so I started that. Like I said, it's been about a year and a half now, and it is going very well. And I have gotten feedback from a lot of different people, and it's been kind of amazing. So it's I've helped people, but they've also helped me. So it's been kind of amazing.
So I'm going back. I'm still on your 1,000 people are in this group that you're in.
Yeah, just over where I think we're at like 1,100 the last time I looked, something around there. And that's a small group, because I've seen other groups, and I've been in a couple of other groups that were much larger. And for our group, we kind of focus on people. Like I said, there's so many people have a different idea of estrangement. Some people, it's like, okay, my kid's being bratty. They're not talking to me for a week. I feel estranged, you know, whereas some people are completely cut off for months or years or decades. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the people we focus on, is the really the ones who, one, are completely cut off, and almost always it seems like there's no reason acknowledged for it. It's just one day you're talking and the next day you're not. So our group is a little over 1,100, but that's relatively small. And we have people from all over the world.
That is amazing. I'm still in shock over that number. So yeah. You do have parameters in terms of how you define estrangement. And how would you define estrangement before we get to your estrangement story? What is it? What is it for your group? What's the definition for your group? And do you have a different definition that you use elsewhere?
Well, we found in the beginning with the group, because there's so many different thoughts behind it, we actually looked for a definition, and the only ones we found were very vague. So we kind of morphed what we were aiming for in the group. So we really, like I said, look for people that have been completely cut off from their kids for whatever reason, with very few exceptions. Sometimes by the questions, because I don't know if you've ever joined Facebook groups or if your listeners have, but I'm sure a lot of them have. But sometimes they will, I'm sorry, we ask certain questions, and we've changed those questions over time. So if they don't answer some of the questions, then we take a pause, because usually they're not paying attention. They're not, you know, whatever. But we ask certain questions. Are you estranged? Are you cut off from your kids for at least, I think in there we have right now, it's three or 6 months. Because we kind of felt like if it's a temporary thing, then it's probably not the right group for you. You know, there's a lot of other groups. I don't remember all of the other questions, but there's several of them. And if they don't either answer them, or if they don't quite answer them the way we're kind of guiding, then we decline. And it's very tough to do that. It's very hard, because in the beginning, we just let everybody in, you know, no matter what. And then we started to learn that this person was estranged, and it's not, maybe their child was incarcerated. Not that that's, you know, a good thing, but it's different than being estranged. Maybe they had a, I mean, there's all kinds of social issues that could, you know, cause it. And so we've kind of gotten a good flow now. Holidays are always, they always bring out more people. And we're coming up. So we find that we get more around the holidays, and then they'll kind of calm down at the first of the year. But I'm not sure if I completely answered your question.
No, yes, you did. So I didn't really know you had like this formal process. So that is very interesting.
More from estranged parent Donald Stott on the next episode of Once Upon a Time from Storybook to Estrangement with Lynn. Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement, are my own stories of my lived experience. This is not intended for counseling, therapy, medical care, or crisis care. Thank you for joining us. Until next time. Each estrangement journey begins with honesty, hope, and healing. Please join us again on the next episode of Once Upon a Time, From Storybook to Estrangement.